Hall of Fame podcast.
Hey, I'm Jack.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff.
This is Jack and Jeff, they say.
And this is just Buds.
This is just Suck.
Fuck.
Are you kidding me?
Welcome back, Suck Bucks.
This is just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back.
That was smooth.
I'm Jack.
I'm Jeff.
And this is just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
How's it going?
Good. I moved up in the world.
Moved up in the world.
I took the corner office.
Oh, that's a really nice office.
It is a nice office. That's what I did today. I did one thing actual work-wise, but I just spent the whole day moving my office.
Moving your things from the closet to the real office.
Yeah.
Is there anyone up there yet, or are you the only one?
There will be one person there every Thursday, and he is my marketing boss. So, no, I'll be up there all by myself.
What will you do with your new freedom?
I won't use headphones.
You're basically going to be working from home, but at work.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, alone. That's what I mean. You're just going to be alone.
Yeah.
Does anyone go up there?
Just use that private bathroom. So I'll learn all my coworkers' pooping schedule.
So. You should definitely track that, just in case you ever need to plot anything.
That's what I did. I have no plotting in my future, though.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. My coworker, who is in charge of ordering things for the office, ordered 1-ply toilet paper for the office. What are you doing? How? Like,
is this an office manager?
His official title is supply manager.
So, yeah. He needs to double that supply.
Double that supply. I like that. It's very sad. It is, like, if you pull it off the roll, you can see through it. And I'm not even, it's not bright, like, extra bright in that bathroom. You can just see right through that toilet paper. So
are you used to double ply at work, though?
Yeah, we had Charmin before he showed up.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, we got the good stuff.
You need to pull that guy aside and go, hey, man. I know what you're used to supplying. I'm going to just keep running this ply thing.
The director already told him. Literally the day after he got the toilet paper, we're sitting at our morning meeting. He goes, first thing, don't get 1-ply toilet paper. And of course, we have like this economy size just box of it that we have to go through. But I actually had a conversation with somebody. This was like a year ago at this point. And his terrible, no good, very bad take was that he balls up toilet paper to wipe. The fuck?
I know that the population is probably split 50-50 or pretty close to 50-50, but I've never met somebody proud enough to admit to the crumpling.
I did that when I was a child, when I didn't know how to fold. I didn't know that was an option.
What do you think those the dots are for?
Just for tearing.
No.
But it's been many, many years of folding toilet paper. But with this, there's no option. It's a crumpled toilet paper. You got to just grab as much as you can, fold it into a ball, and hope nothing pokes through.
It's like porta potty wiping.
I have taken one porta potty dump in my entire life, and it was a one wiper. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure I've taken poops in porta potties, but it never stuck around with me. But I can only imagine that it's only a crumple situation.
Yeah, it can't be great. So this inspired me to bring some dude wipes to the office. And I don't share them. I'm not sharing those. I'm not leaving them in the bathroom. I keep them in my backpack, put them in my pocket when I'm going to go. Today was the first day that I did it. It was a good idea. I'm proud of that.
I'm trying to figure out how I can ask my boss to get a bidet in that bathroom.
I think you should ask your boss for forgiveness after you put a bidet in that bathroom. I think that's your best bet.
I just don't think that my coworkers are the people that would just let that slide, but it's just not the same, you know?
It's not.
And my schedule has now just become where I'm a poop worker, but...
What do you mean by that?
By being a poop worker?
Yeah.
I used to poop at home. Now I poop at work.
A work pooper?
Yeah.
A poop worker sounds like someone who works with poop. That sounds like you're shoveling shit all day.
Poop worker. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, like a sex worker?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry. Sex worker. has sex for work.
Yeah.
A work sexer has sex at work.
You're right. I feel you carrying this episode right now, and I'm really sorry. Like, I had caffeine at 3 o'clock and I'm crashing hard, and I thought about it on my way home of going, I should go pick one up. But I'm like, I feel like I should try not to do that so I can get my body normal.
That's a good idea. I have actually had some caffeine recently. Yesterday.
Yeah, that's new.
That's new for me. I've had like 4 cups of caffeinated coffee since Brooklyn's been born. All just when I need a little bit of extra kick, like when she's been up all night and I've been up all night. And I have found that it makes me a little extra tweaky.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't say. Not in like an outward, like not. Let me know if this is weird or not. I have some tics, like some things that I just do that are weird, like physical or sound making tics.
Sure.
But they never happen in front of people.
Okay.
I'm basically, I have closet Tourette's. I don't know if that's a thing. For example, every time I get into my car and I'm alone, as soon as the door shuts, I yell. It just comes over me. I just do it.
Huh. I have that on like long days. I won't even wait for the door to close. I'll like audibly go.
That sounds more like a heavy sigh than a yell. Mine's like almost an excited yell, like a yelp. Put a P on the end of the yell. It's a yelp.
Please pull the microphone away. I need to hear this yelp.
I don't know if I could recreate it. I gotta.
I'll just get into the situation, close the door, you know.
I might need to stand up for this. Hang on. No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. I can't recreate it. I'll have to like record myself getting into my car because that wasn't even close. That was just me going, who?
So you psych yourself up to drive.
Maybe that's it. But there's other things too. Like I found when I've walked into my office, as soon as I'm out of sight of anyone that could possibly see me, I do this thing with my hands. I go like, I don't know what it is. It just happens.
Well, that sounds like a frustration thing where you're just like, fuck those people.
Yeah, but even if I'm in a good mood, even if like I just had a good conversation with somebody, it's every time.
Yeah, I think you might have some controlled Tourette's.
That's what is so strange about it, is it never happens around people. Like, I completely control it. Another example, I used to work from home, so all of my meetings would be on Zoom or Google Meets or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd make the same sort of yelp or, like, weird sound as soon as I hang up Zoom.
Like, a similar sound to you getting into the car?
Into the car. Like, there's no more people around. No one can hear me, so it's just like a... It's just a sound.
Huh. I'm sorry.
What do you make of this?
I'm so bad at multitasking. You make a sound after you are off of Zoom. Hello, Kiana Mendez.
Hello.
There you are.
Hello, Kiana Mendez.
Turn you up a little bit.
Hello, buds of Just Buds. How are you?
We are well.
Yeah, we're good.
How are you? More importantly, a new father over here.
Yes, I'm great. Losing a lot of sleep, predictably, but good overall. Really, really good.
So I'll take it Kyler is not sleeping through the night yet.
Negative.
That's a shame.
Negative. I made the mistake of letting her sleep too much during the day yesterday too, and then she didn't want to sleep at all last night.
That's a huge bummer.
Yeah.
Have you gotten into the habit of taking naps when she takes naps?
Not as much as I should. I don't like sleeping during the day. As I should. But, we're figuring it out. Right? We're figuring it out.
Can I ask a maybe insensitive question that would be better probably in 2 years, but I'm going to ask it now because it's on my mind? To both of you. So I would like a response from both of you.
Key you first.
Okay. No.
That is my expected answer from you, Key, to be honest, because it is such a fresh fatherhood for you. But have you or either of you felt a competitive, like, my baby's doing better than that baby yet? like a head pickup or a like a you're like fuck yeah, my little thing is doing better than those little things.
So weirdly enough, yes, but not for my own child. Like other friends' babies, or like people I know whose babies are like roughly the same age, but like the people that I like better, like their kid is like in my opinion more advanced, and I'm like, yeah, obviously.
So you're
they're cooler people.
You're rooting for them. Granted, your horse in the race just, you know, started trolloping.
Galloping? My horse's eyeballs don't even work yet.
I don't even know what combination of words that is.
Trotting and galloping. Okay, yeah, okay. That's what I was doing.
I don't really have any babies of a similar age to compare to. So I just more get psyched about things that she does for herself, like for her. I get excited. I just, like, if she grabs her toes, she can grab the opposite foot with the opposite hand now. And I'm like, we got a smart ass baby. Or like Kristen will put her in a cute outfit. Like, we got a cute baby. How'd we do that? But I've never really like competitive now.
So you're not like going through the grocery store and going like, stupid ass baby.
No, but I will tell Kristen every time I see an ugly baby, which is most of the times I see a baby.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Most people aren't willing to admit that a lot of babies are ugly.
I would say most babies are ugly.
Yeah, most. I'd say solid 95%.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little higher than I would have put it, but
they all come out ugly. Like, yeah, no baby comes out looking good. Kristen. I've been mixing up Kristen and Brooklyn's names, probably because of the end with ends. When Brooklyn came out, she looked like Voldemort, and that was a little scary. But she looks good now.
Like, yeah, so no, the Voldemort with, looks a little bit like Voldemort too.
The Voldemort with Professor Quill's face on the other side, right?
Back ahead guy. Yep.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, no, that's the exact comparison that I made when Ty came out. Because her head was like elongated, and I was like, you little cone head. Freaking Voldemort.
Head's back to normal now, though.
True. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to get my child, at least, because she's 2.5 weeks old. And so it's like, her eyeballs don't even work. She can't do anything.
Yeah, that's fair. Your baby right now is the baby at the grocery store that people are scoffing at.
Yeah. It's true.
It's only fair. It's 2 weeks old. Everybody else is doing better except for people
who are only 1 week old.
Yeah. So, Keith, I hear you that you have all right, I'm trying to really tee it up like this was your idea. Key, I told you to
I demanded.
Yeah, for you to come up with some dyslexia. And last night you made that sound like it was going to be quite the task. Like that, like coming up with two word couplets were the hardest thing to do. And then I proved you wrong by
my exact words
right in front of you.
I believe my exact words were, I'll do it if you remind me to do.
I had to get you to that point.
Well, maybe.
Well, that being said, I have maybe a theme song.
Hey, Suits, fuck off.
Now, Key, are you prepared to host this?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you like me to keep track of your time?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay. I can do that.
This is actually breaking one of the rules that we wrote down.
I know, but, you know, how are we going to determine? I mean, we could, you want to time for each other, so I'll time for you, you time for me.
Yeah, you guys hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we can do that.
Okay, Keith.
All right, so I was told to come up with 21 of these.
Yep. Okay, 7 innings for each of us.
Well, that's a long-ass game. We're going from, like, coach pitch game into straight into high school length game. That's crazy.
That's what we're doing here.
All right. Eventually, we're going to get 9 innings then if that's the way it's going.
No, I'm messing. I only came up with 7, but there's 7 good ones. They're definitely better than Jack's.
Okay. Doesn't take much.
Whatever.
So, a couple of them are definitely easier than other ones. So, we're just going to do a classic 1 through 7, and you just pick your number, and that's the one you get. And they're not like 1 through 7 increasing in difficulty. It's just like some of them are easy and some of them aren't. You know
so
what I'm saying?
One of us could get some good luck and get the easy ones, and one of us could not get some good luck and get the hard ones.
That's 100% right, but it'll be your fault.
That's fair. We'll control our own destinies.
I am the timekeeper, so you're first.
All right. I choose 4.
Number 4.
Inning 1, Jeffrey, number 4 is Give You Boy.
Give you what?
Boy, B-O-Y.
Give you, that's 3 words, though.
Yeah, now I'm confused.
Yeah.
Is it a 3-word answer?
It's a 3-word answer.
Okay, well, that should be also disclosed.
Hey, new rule.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
So
3-word.
Give me boy. Give me boy. Is that what it is? It's give me boy?
Give you boy.
Give you boy. So I think the opposites of that would be take me girl, but that's not my answer. That's not my answer. Give you boy. Take me girl. Do we get categories here? Are we doing categories? No.
No.
These are all miscellaneous.
Would you like to?
In that case, I'd like to cash in one of my hints.
Oh yeah, how do hints work? I should have done this.
we made the very loose rule of you get one hint per inning, which is a lot of hints. But I'm gonna use it until we change the rule. So I'd like my hint, please.
No, but I'm confused on the format of the hint.
Well, you can give a category, or you can give, like, I don't know. I just make it slightly easier, I guess.
Okay.
So if it was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or peanut butter and jelly, you would tell us that it is a food.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's give you boy and hint for that. Dating.
Dating.
I know the answer.
Dating.
Jack knows the answer. It's a good thing there's no steals in the first inning.
This is a really easy one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Take me, girl. Take me out to the ball game. Shortstop.
Key, is this... Never mind, hold on. Is that your final answer?
No. Shortstop? No.
I was about to give you a hint, as if you couldn't hear me ask Key something.
So, take me...
I also have not been using the timer at all.
I mean, I've been talking for most of the time. Take me, girl. I can't come up with anything from take me, girl. Take me, woman. Take me, lady. Girl, lady. You has got to be me.
Time.
Okay, I'm going to say pick me, girl.
That is correct.
Woo!
Okay, that was not what I had.
That was out of left
field.
What is
a pick me, girl?
Key, would you like to explain what a pick me, girl is?
A pick me, girl is like the girl that's like over eager to like do exactly like what the boy wants or like what the people want to be popular. She's like,
pick me.
Girl.
Oh, I want one of them.
You want one of them?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find one.
It's always said in a negative connotation for what it's worth.
My favorite use of the phrase pick me was in that 70s show when Donna and Jackie are fighting and Donna calls Jackie a pick me bitch. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds nice. Well, there's treasure in everybody's trash, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. So Jeffrey's got 1 point.
Ding. The first 3-word answer. I got it.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Very happy for you. Key, I will take number 5.
All right. Number 5 is a 2-word answer.
Okay.
Your hint is daddy cows.
Okay, so daddy is mommy.
I would hope so.
And immediately just from the word cows and mommy, my mind went to mommy milkers. But I don't think the opposite of cow is milker. So the opposite of a cow would be, is it hamburger? Mommy hamburger? No. I'm talking like I have something, you know, pressing against me. I'm just making noise. Mommy, mommy, cow, cow, cow.
I'm stumped on what the opposite of a cow could be.
Filibuster is my friend here. It's a podcast. Nobody wants to listen to me ramble like this. Heard the opposite of a
heard
cow.
Heard of Dave and Buster's, but never Phil and Buster's.
The opposite of a cow would be, okay, actually thinking steak, like daddy. The opposite of daddy has to be mommy. It has to be. The other word was cow.
Just, we're making sure it's C-O-W, cow, yes. Like moo.
Cow, plural.
Oh, it's plural. Oh. Okay.
That changed nothing for you. We don't need to act like
mommy chickens. Mommy, mother.
I don't know, but you guys are in charge of the timer here. Yeah. I remind you.
The rules are the way they are for a reason. Are we not stopping when I talk? I don't know the rules. mommy.
Every time you say mommy, I'm starting it again. We know it's mommy.
Cow, cow, cow. I have to go. I'm going to go with mommy milkers. I have to.
Now, if that's not
correct. That is correct.
It is.
Wait.
What?
Wait. That's correct?
That is correct. Think about it. The milkers are on the opposite end of the cow. Like, one person is providing the milk, one person's taking the milk. Those are opposites.
No.
I don't see it.
No.
So
it's not.
The beauty of this to me is that the amount of times that we sat here and said the same thing to you, but like it makes total sense in your head. This one makes total sense in my head.
Now are you saying milkers as in the udders, or are you saying
like
milkers as in like
milks.
The milker? Like the
he's talking one who milks.
I can see that.
I'm talking one who milks, but you don't get that. That's the beauty of the game. You don't know like which version of milkers I'm using.
That is the beauty of dyslexia.
But I was implying the person sitting on the stool.
And we should probably invoke rule number one here. The host is always right.
Yeah. The host is always right, and it doesn't matter because I was also right as the contestant.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, I guess it's 1-1 after the first inning.
I got mommy milkers immediately. We sat and listened to me say mommy and cow.
A lot.
Oh, what?
Some might think too much.
I believe it was 3 minutes of mommy and cow.
Maybe we changed the 45 seconds of silence to just 60 seconds, period.
Yeah, maybe.
Whether you make noise or not.
That's for next time. The score is tied up after the first inning, 1-1.
I'd like number 3. And in that
number
area,
three.
In that area, I'd like you to input the Simpsons version of Arnold Schwarzenegger choosing number 3 from the Simpsons movie.
I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
Number 3, my lord. Oh, wait, that's Shrek. Never mind.
That's Shrek. Yeah, it's 3, my lord.
We've come up with 5 different options. I choose 3. Okay. You don't even want to read them? I was elected to lead, not to read. 3.
I like when you do voices because then I don't have to pull the stupid clip off the internet.
I think you should still pull the clip because it's way better. That was a pretty bad impression. Number 3.
All right. Number 3. This is, is a one-word answer depicted in a two-word clue. I don't know if that's the right way to say that, but it made sense to me.
Dejunction.
Yeah, this is a dejunction conjunction. Anyway.
Is the one-word answer hyphenated? Because that must be stated.
It is not.
Okay.
It can be if you wanted to. We hyphenated anything.
True. Your clue is white water.
White water. So water has been, it can be multiple opposites in this game. It can be ice, it can be fire, it could be something else. The answer is black ice. No, it's one word answer, isn't it?
It's the one word answer. I did make that pretty clear.
Yeah, you're right. It can't be black ice because that's two words. Black.
This is the only one that I did have a hint for.
Okay, like, well, I guess I get one hint per inning, so I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't know why I prompted you like that. That's on me. however, your hint is home goods.
Home goods? Like the store?
I don't know.
Home goods. White and black are definitely opposites. The opposite of water that would fit in with black. Blackstone. Final answer.
That's a good answer.
That is correct. Hey.
Woo!
Well done.
I was really, really hoping that your hint was going to be Skyrim, and I was going to blurt out Black's Reach, and that was going to be correct, and we'd both applaud each other. But that's just not how
that
it
would have been such a very specific answer.
Plus, I don't think Reach is the opposite of water, so it would have been a stretch.
It would have been if Key would have chose it was.
True.
The host is always right. We need some amendments to this already, but go ahead.
We'll figure it out.
I want number one.
All right, scores number one.
Jeffrey, scores are on the table. Jeffrey could put me away if I don't get this one.
The clue for numero uno is push in bed.
Push in bed. So pull out couch.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer. Jeffrey knew that because I pulled the phone away from him before he could take it. Yeah, that was easy. Thank you very much.
That was
much.
The easiest one I've heard in my entire life. Just a big old softball for Jack. Here you go.
Also, couch and bed are not opposite.
You can sleep on both, but
they're both fluffy, comfortable. Granted, a bed doesn't have to be fluffy, but like they're both cushioned.
One's made for sitting. One's made for laying.
What is something that you can do in a bed that you cannot do on a couch?
Treadmill. The opposite of a bed would be a treadmill.
What about a swimming pool?
I was thinking something that forces standing. I was like kind of trying to think about that. But then I was like, it's the easiest one on the list. They're going to get it anyway. I don't care.
Hey, I'll take it. Tied up.
This is the most dyslexias in a row that have ever been solved.
It is.
Setting records all over the place.
I've got a lot of confidence in you guys moving forward into the third inning, I'm just saying.
Which ones do we have left? We've got 2 and 6 and 7?
That is correct.
Give me 6.
All right. Number 6 is a 3-word answer depicted by a 3-word clue.
Hold on.
Your clue is...
Hold on. So last night when I said it's really easy to just find and look at 2-word couplings around your room, you only found 3-worders?
No, I just didn't want it to be as easy.
3 out of the 4 have been 3-worders.
One. Well, no, pull out with hyphenated. Go fuck yourself.
All right, you got me. Go on.
Host is always right.
All right, your clue is meat, soggy meal.
Meat as in, like, sausage?
That's correct.
That's your hint.
And then...
Soggy?
It's tough over the phone. We need the clarification here. Soggy, and then meal as in something that you eat?
Correct.
So, meat, soggy, meal. The opposites I'm thinking of right away are vegetable, dry, snack.
Because, you know, all those people are drying out their vegetables. And
you see the veggie straws, right?
I feel like, never mind.
You can give me hints if you want.
Yeah, good.
I'll take a hint for this one, too. I mean, if I got them, I'm going to use them until we outlaw hints for every single inning.
I haven't had to use one yet. I don't know why we would need to outlaw.
Dude, I just want to be sure.
Your hint. Yeah, well, I'm trying to decide how good of a hint I want to give here, because I could just give it away, but I don't need that, obviously. I almost want to miss one, because that'll boost my ego.
We shouldn't have a host veto. One veto per contestant by the host.
What would I be vetoing?
Like, I veto him asking for a hint, so I just go, no.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I veto that rule. At least until next game.
Well, as the host is always right. I'm going to give you a hint, but I'm not going to give you a My hint is sticky.
Sticky. So something dry, a dry, sticky snack. I don't know. The hint may have made it more confusing here. I should have gone with number two.
Possibly.
What was the first word again? Meat?
It is meat, soggy meal.
Meat, soggy meal. I'm stumped.
All right, Jack, would you like to attempt to steal?
So it's meat, soggy meal. I'm going to go with fruit, dehydrated snack.
Shockingly, that is not correct.
No?
Shockingly.
All right, are you guys ready to be upset? Then I go, I don't care, the host is always right.
In my defense,
I'm ready.
I was working through it as soggy meat meal, and so I was doing dehydrated fruit snack.
Okay.
And so when you when you said it correctly, I was like, fuck, these are the only three words I have for this.
But you're close with snack. the answer is Rice Krispie Treat.
Meat, rice, soggy, crispy meal treat. Yeah, I like it. That's okay. Really good.
Yeah.
And they are, I suppose they are somewhat sticky.
Yep, agreed.
I'm a little disappointed in us.
This is actually a very, very good one, and I will probably take it to work with me. Well done, Key.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. My friend, you have 2-7.
I will take number 7.
Got a chance at the win here.
Yep.
All right.
He's like, this is the hardest one. He's never going to get it.
I have all of the hints I want. Because
one of these was a lot easier than the other of the two remaining. I'm not going to tell you which one's which, but your hint is...
Oh, boy. Wait, I don't even know the...
Sorry, your clue. My bad. Your clue is vagina attack.
Oh, I have it. I have it.
I think this is the easier of the two.
Absolutely. It's a cock block.
That is correct.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. That is my first victory over Jeffrey.
In how many years?
Since when did Trump get inaugurated? 2016.
Wow, 8 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to know what number two is.
All right, number two was...
Hold on. We'll play as if extra innings here.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. The hint is, or the clue is, two words for a two-word answer. Fan dirtier.
Was that fan as in like a ceiling fan?
Correct.
Okay.
And dirtier.
I'm Jeff. Floor cleaner.
That is incorrect, Jeffrey. Please remain silent.
A fan is not the opposite of a floor.
Well, I'm pretty sure it is.
No, a ceiling would be the opposite of a floor.
Okay, then why don't you tell me what the opposite of a fan is, Jack?
The opposite of a fan would be like a hater, like a fanatic, or a hater.
I was thinking like a fan,
I know,
like a ceiling fan.
Because I said that out loud. I really fucked with you. Because I'm a bad winner.
All right, Jack. Go ahead.
What was the second word? So it was fan...
Dirtier.
Fan dirtier. So, I mean, it has to be... Vacuum cleaner.
That is correct.
Wow. That's good. You pulled that. Vacuums suck and fans blow.
Did you see me wanting to say hater clean?
Yep. I really did. It was right on the tip of your tongue.
It was.
That was a good game of dyslexia.
That was a good game.
Nice job, Host Key.
Well played, everybody. Well played, everybody.
I appreciate you carving out your day to do that for us.
Yeah, it's nice of you to finally fulfill your obligation of being on our podcast once a month.
Yeah, you know, that's fair. That's fair.
And remember, guys, everything is simple with the bud.
This is Jack and Jeff
signing off.
Hey, Suits, fuck off.